So I know it can be super busy sometimes. So it's like, you know what? We just have to stick to the basics today. But I know what the basics are. I know what the core is. And then it's like, okay, now we can go back and add back in that other routine that only took 10 minutes and this other one that took 10 minutes. And so now it takes a little bit longer, but it's like kind of like a Lego building block, right? But you know where you're starting at, and then you just kind of like build up, and it's like, okay, we'll take it down for today. Okay, now we can build back up again, right?
Welcome to the Simplified Organization Podcast, 15-minute conversations with real moms about managing our homes and family life cheerfully to the glory of God. We can actually enjoy housework and love being homemakers when we focus on truth and work with gratitude. I'm Misty Winkler here live on location, I guess, at my son's homeschool co-op class. He has a class, and Stephanie and I are going to talk about homemaking routines and keeping things clean. I'm author of the book Simplified Organization, Learn to Love What Must Be Done, and I run Convivial Circle, a community helping women to excel at homemaking and do life cheerfully. And today I'm joined by Stephanie Mons, who is our community manager at Convivial Circle. And she is a homeschooling mom in Texas, mom of three, but with a graduate now. So only homeschooling two, and helping our community members apply and talk through things. So thank you for joining me today, Stephanie.
Well, thanks for having me.
So where were you at with home routines back in the day when we were just getting started?
Yeah, I like was thinking about it, you know, because you had told me what we were going to be talking about. And I started writing it down, and I thought, man, I realized so much of what I have learned in Sweep and Smile has been things that just they weren't done in my home at all. Like, and I realized, so that was the problem growing up. You know, like, because some people would say something like, "Well, I grew up in a really cluttered home," you know, or my house was like just like perpetually dirty, you know, like grimy, gross. But it's like, I can't describe the home I grew up as like that, but it was just messy. Like, oh, we finished with dinner, just leave the plates on the counter or like leave them on the table. Like nothing got put away when you were done, right? So it's not like we were living in, you know, squalor, but it's like once I had my own home, I was like, I have no idea. Like I knew how to sweep and vacuum and clean toilets. Like I knew how to do all the actual cleaning. But as for putting things into a routine to like make sure things actually got done regularly, that was the trick. And so when Sweep and Smile first came out, I had already implemented EHAP. So because that was from Work the Plan. And that was like, as I'm thinking today and like writing down my notes and thoughts, I thought, well, now that was what was missing from our house. We never did like a daily tidy. When things got overwhelmed and like messy, we would like take a Saturday and spend like 5 hours cleaning
day.
Our house, you know? And it was like, yeah. I'm exhausted. I hate this. I hate cleaning, right? So you grew up hating cleaning because you just think it just takes 5 hours every time you do it, right? So I'm just going to never do it because every time it must take 5 hours, right? So that's
Who
totally
has
wrong.
Time for that?
Exactly. No time for that. So the first thing I implemented was an EHAP before Sweep and Smile started. So when Sweep and Smile came out, like I already had some good routines that I had like kind of attached, you know, to the EHAPing. And so actually, I don't think I did Sweep and Smile when it first came out. I think I waited like a few iterations to do it because I thought, you know what, I'm actually okay with some of my routines, like, because the EHAP is just such a big thing. It's like, once you realize to like, just pick up every day, oh my gosh, it's half the battle. Like,
right.
Put things back where they go. Oh dear. Like what? Duh. Like just do that. Right. And just do it every day. Put things back where they came from. And that, you know, like you have this idea, like, oh, I always have to clean up as I go. And then if you weren't cleaning up as you went, then you're like, well, now I just should give up and I'm never going to clean up again, right? Like another like perfectionist issue. It's like, nope, just choose one time a day. And for, you know, 10 minutes afterwards, your house is going to be picked up at least, right? And then don't worry if the blocks get taken back out again type of a thing. Mm-hmm. But it's like, you know, just once a day, we're going to put everything away. And then like, we're like reset things. So that was already the mindset that I was in. So So when I did do Sweep and Smile, then I got even better at adding in more chores and thinking of routines to do for things. And, you know, I made like a chore chart for my kids and stuff to help with some of the routines that now I had thought through and stuff, and that they're older and they can help with. But the really big thing that I'd never thought of before Sweep and Smile was doing morning and evening routines. Like, oh, like it's like amazing. Like I wake up and most of my morning routine is getting a couple things going in the kitchen, but it's like, wow, now I can like keep going with my day. And like the kitchen is ready for people to just walk in and eat. Like it's amazing, right? So that was the biggest thing, was to iterate and put in some morning and evening routines to like kind of put the house and like my routines to bed, and then to like kind of wake up the house in the morning, right? And we're all ready to go, including the house.
That's awesome. Yeah, I think there are routines that like outweigh other routines in the impact that it has in everything else. And when you just zero in on like, oh, this is what my home needed. It needed a daily tidy up time. That's EHAP. Or like, I just needed a consistent startup routine and shutdown routine for the house. And figuring out what those should look like for our particular family circumstances, you know, that's important too, because that can change across seasons and look different at different seasons or different families. But having those core pieces figured out and put in place, it really, it's not like figuring out where am I going to fit 5 hours of cleaning. It's like, no, where are you going to fit in 10 minutes a day?
Exactly. Like I can fit in 10 or 15 minutes. And what can I do that would be the most impactful in that 10 or 15 minutes, right? So like for me, it's waking up and putting the kitchen to bed. But for somebody else, you know, with like little kids, it might be like, okay, well, let me get the children actually into some, you know, real clothes for the day and feed them some breakfast. And, you know, change the baby's diaper, right? Like those might be the morning routine that gets your day going. It's like, well, once I have done that, like people are fed and, you know, cleaned up from the evening, right? You know, if you're like a potty accident, things like that, it's like, okay, now we can start our day because everybody's freshened up, right? From having littles. And so, but then, you know, it's different depending on like what season you're in. Okay, we've got sports, right? So if you have, we don't have sports, I'm saying, if you have sports, your morning routine might involve something like taking the, you know, the stuff that you washed the night before, like out of the dryer, stick it in the bag and put it, you know, in your like little, you know, your launch space. It's like, I'm always going to grab these things when I leave the house, right? So that might be part of your routine. So depending on what your family is like, then you get to figure out what gets your day going, right? And that's the beauty of Sweep and Smile, that you can figure it out, and that then it's hard to say no to the small 10 or 15 minutes that is, you're like, I know it's going to help and it doesn't even take that long, so why am I arguing with myself? Like, no, I'm just going to do it.
Yeah, we think that like even baby steps are just baby steps to get to like the full meal deal. Like, okay, I need to take it in small steps and build it up slowly and gradually, but the goal is still getting to all the things. And it's like, actually, when you figure out the baby steps that are the core or the minimum viable routine, that's what you can come back to when everyone is sick or when you're coming back from vacation. They aren't just the baby steps that then help you build the full meal deal cleaning plan. They are actually the small things that have an outsized effect.
Right. And sometimes it's easier just to even think of all of the things that you're doing with cleaning in like a 10 or 15, maybe up to a 30 minute chunk. Like if you're doing something like, well, it takes 30 minutes to clean the tubs or something, right? But it's like, okay, well, I'm going to do 10 minutes for this. And then maybe later, if I have 15 minutes, I'll do this. This Saturday, I'm going to leave 30 minutes to, you know, clean the tubs. Like you can cobble together 10 to 15 minute chunks. And then you can be like, well, I don't need that one today. I don't need that one today. I can only do this basic one, right? You know, like we're coming up on Easter. So at least when we're recording this, right? So I know it can be super busy sometimes, especially, you know, for Holy Week and stuff. It's like, with extra services. So it's like, you know what? We just have to stick to the basics today. But I know what the basics are. I know what the core is. And then after Easter, it's like, okay, now we can go back and add back in that other routine that only took 10 minutes and this other one that took 10 minutes. And so now it takes a little bit longer, but it's like kind of like a Lego building block, right? But you know where you're starting at, and then you just kind of like build up, and it's like, okay, we'll take it down for today. Okay, now we can build back up again, right? And it's not anything against you. Like, you haven't done anything wrong by not being able to do everything all the time. But what you've done is identified the right things and your normal priorities, and then you just build off of that, just like Legos, right? So
trying to do everything all the time is where we fall into perfectionism and then overwhelm, because you see all the things, or you've downloaded some cleaning checklist off the internet that says, well, you have to change out your kitchen towels every day, and you have to mop every day. And it's like, well, sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. And some families do at different times and some don't. And no one else can tell you what you have to do every day in your family. And so then, but then it can build up guilt when you say, well, I'm going to do this person's checklist, as if doing all the things is the answer. And really, the answer is figuring out what your family's current, your household's current core needs are, to be able to shrink it down to that. And it's so satisfying to add a small bit on top of those pieces, knowing what is making the big difference long term is something you really can stick with. It's not overwhelming. It is super basic.
Right. And that's the nice thing about Poop and Smile, as opposed to getting somebody's list, because you just have one of the weeks is bedrooms, right? You don't talk about dusting. You don't talk about how often to change the sheets, or that you have to make the bed a certain way. There's nothing like that. It's like, hey, how are you going to tackle the bedrooms? What's important to you in the bedroom? We need to keep them clean somehow. What does clean to you mean, right? Some kids have bunk beds, and it's hard to make the beds on the bunk beds. So maybe it's like, well, maybe just kind of make sure the bedding is up there, right? Like, maybe about it being perfectly made. Or, like, sometimes I see the list and I'm like, why are they dusting so often, or like vacuuming every day? Like, I'm confused. This seems like a lot of work. And I can see why people maybe are like, I'm just not going to clean the house if it's going to look like this. And I think they just need things maybe to fill in on the checklist that they're providing for free. They need more line items to make it look cool. Maybe that's what it is. But, with Sweep and Smile, it is a very personalized routine that you're going to create, right? Like I've talked about this before, I think, in another podcast, and I talk about it in Circle. Like, we have a bedroom routine. It's called Bedtime Ready. Get your room bedtime ready. Make sure you can't, you're not tripping on anything in the middle of the night. I really don't care about anything else. I need a lane from your bed to the door. And we will work on cleaning up the other things on a Saturday, and we'll vacuum them. But I'm not going to make you put away all your toys and projects every day, because that just seems like a waste. So, like, we've decided that's clean enough for us. Sunday through Friday is just what's called bedtime ready. Nobody's gonna die on the way to use the bathroom in the middle of the night. That's all we need, right?
Do you need to overcome unrealistic expectations for your home routines? Our 6-week program, Sweep and Smile, walks you through setting up both a minimum viable homekeeping routine and helps you change what your inner narrator is saying about the housework. Improve your home routines and improve your attitude about those routines with Sweep and Smile. Stephanie and I will be there to help you every step of the way find a plan that works for your family and your home and your particular needs. You can learn more and enroll. We start with a kickoff workshop on April 10th. So you can find the link in the description below, or just go to simplyconvivial.com/sweep. That's simplyconvivial.com/sweep. And be sure to come back next week for part 2 of my conversation with Stephanie, where we talk more about particular house cleaning checklists and why they often don't work. And of course, what does work instead? So come back next week for that episode and check out Sweep and Smile at simplyconvivial.com/sweep.